This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State lawmakers are finalizing a proposal to limit local government power over renewable energy projects. Colorado Democrats plan to introduce the bill in the next few weeks. It's meant to ensure cities and counties can't derail Colorado's ambitious clean energy targets. Supporters include Governor Jared Polis and top State House Democrats, but opponents warn the plan would make it impossible for rural communities to protect property rights and local ecosystems. The National Labor Relations Board has ruled two Starbucks workers were unlawfully terminated after trying to unionize their Colorado stores. CPR's Dan Boyce says the ruling will reinstate the two back into their jobs.
The two baristas are Denver's Ryan DeNaro and Joseph Mathis of Colorado Springs. The judge found the two were improperly dismissed for their efforts to add their locations to the Starbucks Workers United Union in 2022. This was found to be in violation of the National Labor Relations Act. The judge ordered Starbucks to reinstate the two to their former positions and backfill their lost wages and benefits. DeNaro says he will return to the job and continue fighting for a union contract. He says, "My coworkers deserve better." Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Grand Junction has a new low-cost air carrier bringing flights to several cities in the West. Breeze Airlines' first nonstop flight to Orange County left Grand Junction Regional Airport Tuesday. Governor Jared Polis was on hand and spoke about the importance of the airline to the region. Breeze also has one-stop flights to Provo, Utah. The airline says it will offer seasonal nonstop service to San Francisco starting in May. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.